Lord Jesus, would you help us, please, to be distracted into prayer instead of away from prayer? Amen. I came into prayer feeling very guilty. But as I've been taught, when you blow it, run to God, not away from him, I began, Jesus, I'm heartsick over my lack of prayer. Please forgive me. Do you carry me in your heart? He answered. I do, and I feel all the more worse for putting you last. Did you put me last today? No. Well, that's an improvement, isn't it? But I need so much more of you, Jesus. I feel like a vast desert. This is life without me. Exactly. A vast desert. Come now to the wellsprings of life. You are forgiven. But keep a better watch on yourself, Claire. How can I pour through you what you do not have unless you sit with me and receive from me? It creates a vacuum, an empty place, a place that should be filled with graces from above. Now you must work doubly hard to replenish this sad and empty space. But my love, it is so good to see you here with all your attention on me. I am truly your happy Jesus. I really, really missed you. What is the matter with me? How does this happen? You take the time to eat, do you not? You know, I just usually put the plate beside me and eat while I work. But you take the time to be with Ezekiel. You're right, I do. Can't you do the same for me? Well, I feel like when I come to you, I need much more time to settle in and be present to you. How about just now? Well, I spent dwelling time with you earlier, several hours, and when I woke up from my nap, I felt I could be with you, so I sat down. And what happened? You were immediately here for me? That's right. You are operating under a form rather than being spontaneous. You are following a pattern, and sometimes that pattern is so lengthy you never make it into my presence for a message. The secret is, come to me for the message. Also come to me for worship, but do not make one dependent on the other. Do what you have purposed in your heart to do, Claire. Jesus, I do not want to become someone who only wants to be with you to get something. I understand that, and that is a good habit, a good practice, a good caution, but not always practical. So come to me for both, and leave room between the two if you're under time constraints because of your staff. In that case, I don't mind the delay. I understand the pressures of our ministry. But I want to add, every day you should be looking for ways to delegate, so you do have more time for me. Keep an eye out, and you will feel promptings to assign this or that to others. Right now you're short-handed. Can I share about the hurricane cleanup? Yes, go ahead. I just wanted you heart dwellers to know that we've been taking a good 40% off the top of the donations that you've been sending and setting it aside for the hurricane victims. Much of it went with Samaritan's Purse, but we also sent a staff member down there with a team from a church, and everywhere they turned there were needs. They were put up for free in a condominium on the bay and went out helping people who were very needy to clean up debris and damage. The wealthy have insurance and contractors to do that, but the poor and elderly have no one for the most part. In any case, she was at the grocery store to get food for the group, and she met a woman with three children who had been staying at a hotel, but just ran out of money and was going to be homeless with her children. She was able to give her money to keep them in the hotel for another week at least until they could make other arrangements. She said people are not used to living without things and it's really impacted lifestyle decisions. There's a tremendous need for prayer for the people who are really broken and devastated by these losses. So please pray for her, dear ones, and all the people that she is to touch. She spent a great deal of time praying with people, and this is her gift. She's a wonderful intercessor. Oh, Lord, this is a very terrible thing. He began, and a very necessary one, to wake up people to what is really important in life. Many of these people have been sitting on the fence, and there's no more fence. You are either in one camp or the other. Hollywood has portrayed life with all the goodies as being the norm. Your culture has responded by sucking up this affluence and presumed it to be the norm of life, to the point where they work so hard, there's no time for me or even their children. This is very much like the tragedies that befell the Israelites when their cities were burned to the ground. Claire, this kind of loss is always accompanied by correction. Though I weep with each and every one of them in the still small hours of the morning, bringing to mind my love for them and what is really important. All of these souls knew what this life would be like, its blessings and tragedies when they came into the world. Though they do not understand this, it is still the way it happened, and I impart special graces to them in these moments to draw them into my bosom and help them straighten out their eternity and where they are headed at this rate. These sacrifices are also fueling the move to delay the end times takeover of your country. As I have always told you, Claire, any tribulation that befalls a soul, part is taken to help other causes they are praying for, others who need special graces, and part of it is correction for a superficial lifestyle or a sinful lifestyle, and the chance to experience what kind of life the rest of the world has on a daily basis. It is very much a return to the third world experience. Many will learn compassion and sacrifice and the real meaning of brotherly love. Nevertheless, it is not the way I wish to do things. Do you remember how you taught against materialism in Florida, and you were scorned and rejected in the end? The prayer group went very well until you began speaking about lifestyle. I have sent innumerable messengers to Florida to warn them of what was coming. You see, part of the reformation of your country has to do with a shift in ideals, a shift from affluence to holiness. That does not come easily, and although wicked men continue to plot against this nation, what they meant as destruction, I turn to instruction, calling my people up higher to a lifestyle preparing them for eternity. Pray for your people, dear ones. Pray for those suffering. And if you can visit them in their tribulation and bring comfort, do so. Our staff member said that prayer was really powerful everywhere she went because there was so much loss and destruction and many people were in shock and broken and just not knowing what to do next. I am there in a powerful way, Claire, a very powerful way. Pray much for them and continue to pray for your nation as we are making powerful strides against the enemy.